How to train for a mountain ultra trail race when you don't live in the mountains. When the Hard Rock 100 and Western States Lottery announcements came out a few weeks ago, I like to browse through the names picked and look at where they are from. Many of the entrants are from cities where mountains are part of their backyard, such as Salt Lake City, Boulder, Asheville, Fayetteville, West Virginia, and more. However, there are also flatlander entrants from any number of cities and states where there are no mountains on their doorstep or even within a few hours' drive. Which begs the question, how should these flatlander folks train for a mountain ultra trail race? 1. Running fitness is key. Consistent running volume is a core component of any ultra running training plan. Don't sacrifice running volume by attempting to simulate mountains, such as too much time on a stair stepper or hundreds of parking garage hill repeats. A strong aerobic engine is mandatory for ultra running, so make sure this stays central to your training. If you don't live in the mountains, you could likely handle more running volume than someone who naturally has more elevation within their training runs. For example, a runner living in Asheville, North Carolina, may cover 26 miles in a 7-hour training run in the mountains, while an athlete of similar ability running trails in the foothills may cover upwards of 35 miles in a 7-hour training run. As the mountain race gets closer, athletes should train with more specificity for the demands of the race. Elevation is a key component of the demands of a mountain ultra trail race, and there is no denying that a mountain-dwelling athlete will easily be able to train for that race demand. For a flatlander athlete, there are ways to periodize the training to prepare the best way possible. This can include training aspects such as choosing a lead-up race that is in the mountains, taking a trip to the mountains to do a training camp, including longer hill repeats within a long trail run, and specific strength training exercises to prepare for the loads of climbing and descending. 2. Emphasize strength training. Strength training has many benefits for any runner, despite where they may live. It can be particularly useful for a flatlander athlete who needs to better prepare the body for the demands of sustained climbs and descents. Below are a small sample of strength exercises with video demonstrations that can benefit your running. Some key lower body exercises are back squats, deadlifts, and farmer carry with ankle plantar and dorsiflexion. Two exercises that would, for example, load the knee would be an overhead pendulum lunge and Peterson step-ups. And two exercises that would be eccentric specific would be a Nordic hamstring lean and eccentric barbell split squats. 3. Choose your lead-up races wisely. Although it may not be feasible for every athlete, if you are able to do one or two trips to the mountains before race day, it will provide invaluable preparation and experience. This could be a trip to do a training camp by yourself, with friends, or as part of an official training camp. It could also be choosing a lead-up mountain ultra trail race that has a similar elevation profile and/or demands as your A race will have. A trip to run in the mountains ahead of the race will also help you understand how your body responds to high altitude. This can include aspects such as how much slower your running pace is, how much higher the effort may feel, how your gastrointestinal system responds, and if you need to alter your nutrition strategy, and if you experience any signs of altitude sickness. It can certainly be intimidating to sign up for a mountain ultra trail race as a flatlander athlete. However, with the right physical and mental preparation, it is possible to complete your dream races.